transmission. I took it all apart.
Yep.
Car only has 34,000 miles. So I took the, it's an original Ford, it's been on the floor, factory, and I took it apart because it's been sitting, all the seals dry up and it starts leaking. But man, I didn't have to do nothing to it because it was beautiful. It's going to be an extra.
Okay, shall we call this meeting to order?
Yep.
Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you're all here. I'd like to call this meeting for July 17th to order.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, NJSA 10:4-6. Notice of the 2025 meeting schedule was sent to the Daily Record and published in the Daily Record on February 3rd, 2025. The annual meeting list was also posted on the Municipal Bulletin Board in Town Hall, on the Town of Dover website, and submitted to the Town Clerk. As a reminder, there is no smoking in this building. There are two exits in case of emergency, and this meeting is not streaming on Facebook Live. However, the audio will be posted in a timely manner to the Town website.
Okay, wonderful. We'll do roll call.
Chairman Rivera?
Here.
Vice Chair Miller?
Here.
Mayor Dodd? Commissioner Vizioli?
Here.
Council Member Santana?
Here.
Commissioner Orama?
Here.
Commissioner Londono? Commissioner Islin? Commissioner Insera?
Here.
Commissioner Gilgori?
Gilgori.
Commissioner Ryan?
Thank you. We have enough for a quorum. And a board attorney, and a planner, welcome. Okay. Will everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. We need a motion to approve the minutes for the 20th of March and June 19th. Need a motion for March?
Wait, motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to accept the minutes for June 19th?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have to abstain. Wasn't here.
Thank you.
For, yeah, the June 19th.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me too.
You weren't here yet?
I'm right here. Yep, me too.
Uh-huh. Is that enough votes to make those minutes?
Mm-hmm. How many do you have available?
Two.
Four.
Yeah, you can vote on four, yep.
Okay.
It's the majority of who was there.
What?
Majority of
who was there. Yeah, majority of four.
That's good. Resolution and applications, none. Anyone in the public wishing to speak before we commence this meeting? I'm good, thank you. Close that portion. New business, we have a preliminary investigation, non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Parking lot F and H, block 1218, lot 13, 20, 21, 23, block 1325, lots 8 and 9. And this resolution in the matter of the block 1218 and lots 1320, 21, 23, and block 1325, lots 8 and 9, non-condemnation area need of redevelopment preliminary investigation. Okay, so we have, everyone's received the packet. And Mr. McDonough?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greetings, board members. Here we go again. Another redevelopment study, again, all in the interest of the community policy here, repurpose these underutilized, predominantly vacant surface lots here in the community. Very similar study to what we did for public lots B and C a couple months ago. We're now looking at E and H. I've given you a report, which you have in your packet, that's about 60 pages or so. I think I could boil it all down to one sheet. And with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to do something very similar to what I did with B and C as well.
Sure.
Single sheet. Well, I'm going to hand this over to you if you're able to pass it.
John, is this in your, is this in
this
there?
This is just a summary sheet.
I was going to say, should we mark this or? You want to mark this or?
Sure, we'll mark it
A1. Oh, A1, sure. So we have a complete record on everything.
Yep. This is Exhibit A1, which is really an aerial satellite photograph of the subject study areas that have come out of Council Resolution 102-2025, which authorizes the Planning Board to conduct a non-condemnation, a redevelopment study, or a preliminary investigation. Bearing in mind, I'm sure the Board all knows, the difference between condemnation and non-condemnation is that the governing body, the community, would have all the powers of the redevelopment law, but for the power of eminent domain. So nothing herein, if you designate these lots, would give you the authority to take the land from these property owners. The only way you can take these lands are through good faith negotiations with the property owners. Now you'll see a good chunk of these are public lands, so I don't think there's much resistance there in that regard. Since it's the public policy that's authorizing this study in the first place. You can see in yellow, we've highlighted the two study areas. It's a total of 6 tax lots, 4 at the bottom of the page over at the corner of West Dickerson and South Warren are 4 tax lots from block 1218, lot number 13, to 1218, lot number 23. And then in the upper portion of the page, a couple blocks away, you're looking at 2 tax lots, 1325, block 1325, lot 8, and 1325, lot number 9. We'll walk you through each one as to how we believe, as part of our preliminary investigation, the statutory criteria for designation as a redevelopment area are met. Just by way of orientation, I'm sure you all know well, but over in the lower right-hand corner is the train station, so it gives a sense of the greater context. At the bottom of the page, you can see those large surface parking lots, which were B and C, that the board previously designated as area needs of redevelopment just a couple months ago. These are very similar, as you can see from the satellite imagery. We're looking here at lots that are predominantly surface parking lots. In an assemblage, they provide a nice opportunity for redevelopment and revitalization, all within reasonable walking distance of the train station. So, we think this continues the positive policy and transformation of the area to support transit-oriented development around this very substantial community and regional asset in the train station. So just taking you through the little table that we've given you, first the 4 lots that are in block number 1218, which are those lots at the bottom of the page, again at the corner of West Dickerson and South Warren Street. The first lot is that little lot on the left, block 1218, lot number 13, which is actually owned by the town. It is a surface parking lot known as Public Parking Lot H. We believe it hits the statutory criteria under criteria D, which looks at faulty design, which looks at obsolescent design as well. And we see here that that criteria is met because it is a surface parking lot, which is contrary to the community visions for a vibrant downtown. We're looking at mass here. We're not looking at a void. So while the parking does serve a public purpose, that would be incorporated into any future redevelopment plan on this particular site. So for reasons of, again, obsolescence and faulty design, we see criteria D met here. We also see criteria H, which is sort of the catch-all. We call it the smart growth criteria, again, in the interest of advancing the state plan, which is to redirect our public to the urban core where infrastructure and transit amenities are already in place. So it avoids the sprawl at the fringe, and brings people to where infrastructure and transit are already in place. So this is clearly consistent with smart growth and that planning policy H under the redevelopment law. Next to that, we look at lot 1218, lot number 20, which is owned by the Dover Community Clinic. It's a healthcare service facility. Not only does this meet the criteria under D that I just spoke about and H, as it is predominantly a surface parking lot, but you do have an older building on that lot as well. While it is being utilized, there is clear case law that says that a building that is being utilized can be blighted, can be designated as an area in need of redevelopment. The classic case is Jersey City Town Hall, which was fully operational, but designated as an area in need of redevelopment by virtue of the condition of the property being 100 years old. And that's exactly what we have happening here as well. So this is an opportunity to repurpose or reuse, revitalize, rehabilitate that building, again, recognizing that it is operational and people can't get displaced without, again, good faith negotiations with the property owner. So likely any use within that building now would have to be incorporated into a redevelopment plan or part of a relocation plan somewhere else in the city. Next, we look at lot number 21, which it's not labeled on here, but it's sort of that L-shaped piece of property, which is the Zufall Health Center Incorporated, which is a private parking lot that not only serves for the healthcare facility, it also does interconnect to public parking lot H, which is next to it, and it does interconnect with other lots. You see block 1218, lot number 12, lot number 13, 15, and 14, which all connect out to West Blackwell Street. So there are cross easements amongst this lot with other lots as well. Nothing about this designation here would close out the opportunity to access this property through or from the other properties that I just mentioned. So any change or alteration would be subject to the terms of a redevelopment plan, which we would get to in the next phase here. So none of those rights would go away, and we're not actually looking for that as part of a redevelopment designation. Next in our list, we see 1218, lot number 23, which is another piece of property owned by the town of Dover, public parking lot H. This is a continuation of what we see over at 1218, lot number 13, also meeting the exact same criteria, D and H, obsolescent, faulty design, in need of redevelopment and repurposing. Then finally, we take it to the top of the page where, again, you can see two surface parking lots. We refer to this as parking lot F, where we've got block 1325, lot number 8, which is owned by the Town of Dover Parking Authority. This meets both D and H for smart growth, similar to the reasons why we look at public parking lot H. And then finally, a continuation of public parking lot H is what we see at 325 lot number 9, owned by 33 Tug LLC, which is actually an auto rental and repair facility. Any redevelopment designation here, again, would require good faith negotiation with that property owner before any redevelopment could take place. So these are the six lots. We think it's pretty clear cut that the criteria are met. We've given you good, substantial, credible evidence in the form of photographs and text, narratives as to the condition of each one of these properties and why those criteria are met. I think all six of these lots are very strong to meet the criteria for redevelopment. I think the board well knows that this would look for a favorable recommendation to the council, who would then take a formal action to designate these six lots as an area in redevelopment, authorizing the board then to prepare redevelopment plans. As far as I know it, there are no actual development plans in place for these lots right now, but this is speculative. This is, I'll say, aspirational to invite redevelopment of these parcels and create a mechanism to do that. With that, we would get a redevelopment plan. We'd be back here in front of you all where we can talk about the specifics of what's going to happen here. Similar to what you're going to hear with the other lots as these redevelopment plans start to materialize and come in. And we're getting close to some of them. So maybe next month we'll be in front of the board with some redevelopment plans for some of the ones that you've designated already. With that, I'll open up to any questions. I think it's pretty straightforward, but if you're looking for particulars.
I have a question about if we designate these areas areas of need for redevelopment. Let's say I'm a builder and I want to build on this lot. There's tax abatements and tax breaks that they get. Is that automatic because we label it redevelopment?
No. That is subject to the terms of a redevelopment agreement. So Bill can certainly elaborate on that. Between the redeveloper, the designated redeveloper, which the community would designate, which the town would designate, and the municipality. So it would be a mutual agreement. The town could certainly offer financial incentives as part of that. That's one of the things that open up with a redevelopment designation. But you don't have to.
Yeah, I wonder because, there's a lot of lots that get developed and they get tax break for like 30 years or something like that, and ultimately the town members end up flipping the bill a little bit more than.
And that's, council certainly has a say in that as well, a consideration as well. Again, we look at things like generation of school age children, the costs associated to the school system, and the fact that if there's a redevelopment designation, the town, the municipality, gets 95% of the revenue that would be generated here. The school gets a very small portion, but typically we see very small school-age population from these types of developments, just because the units are so small, one or two bedrooms.
In that lot, block 1325, the one by Sabor Latino, I find that lot is very useful for a lot of people needing a place to park, and the fact that it's in, like, I call it like a central hub where you can go through the alley and go into Town Hall, you can go down the other way and go towards Blackwell Street. We of course need parking. We have parking issues in town, but not that there's not parking lots, but they're just a little farther away. So everybody likes convenience, right?
That's correct. And any redevelopment plan that comes back in front of this board could incorporate public parking, private parking as mm-hmm. part of any. So that's where you have the control over the parking. And this is an opportunity to maybe develop those lots more cohesively. The parking is kind of skewed and maybe not consistent with what we would look at in terms of contemporary planning policies or design. So it's something that could be made better.
You could end up with more parking.
Mm-hmm. Optimize the parking, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay, double this.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And whether you use lifts, I don't know how the board feels about that, automation, or just a more efficient arrangement as well, whether it's ramps inside. With density, you could do some nicer things here. So that's the trade-off.
And Dickerson Street definitely needs that, that. Those lots definitely are, I think, need a redevelopment. They've been empty for a long time. There was buildings there a long time ago. They knocked them down. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's right over by that Meridia complex that you had that has been redeveloped.
I have no questions.
This, in other words, if we approve this, this is just designating a redevelopment. We'll agree with it.
You're not even designating it. You're just recommending
it
to the town council that they designate this.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we calling it? It's a condemnation area in need of redevelopment.
It's actually non-condemnation.
Yeah, non-condemnation.
Yeah, you got to buy it.
Yeah, I call it redevelopment light. This is not a heavy where we can just grab this land.
Yeah.
This is something that if we can't work this out with the property owners, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, Rent-A-Rec, I know it's for sale because I inquired about it. So they're trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it could be designated for redevelopment is good because we still don't know what's going to be put there. And at the end of the day, we have control of what is going to be put there. And
exactly.
If your concern is parking, we can make, that's the time when we can make the parking better than what it is now.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like the ability to rezone within a zone,
uh-huh.
in a sense. And if you want parking,
exactly
you
right.
make you
that's
kind of rezone to make it parking more attractive there.
Yeah.
You know. So
it's an effective tool and you have control.
You have control.
So anyone else on the board have any questions or concerns on this?
I make a motion that we.
I gotta open it to the public.
Oh, that's right.
Anyone in the public wishing to speak on this matter?
No. I think your wife wants to speak.
I'll close this for you. You need a motion.
You sure
to
you don't want to say something?
Accept.
Yeah, you need
I make a motion that we accept the report
I'll second.
And you gotta recommend it to the town council.
Recommending it to the town council.
And I'll second.
Okay, roll call.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Mizzioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
And Commissioner Insero?
Yes.
Thank you, Board. Likely we'll see you next month with some real plans here that we can talk about. That's sort of the fun part. We'll be in front of council, I think, and on Tuesday, introducing some of these. So we'll see where it all goes.
Wonderful. Did a good job on this report.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody got something out of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
No old business. Anyone want to talk about anything? And motion for adjournment?
I make the motion.
No, actually, we actually need to approve the resolution as well, because there is a resolution attached to this. So the resolution's already been prepared. So.
Okay.
So you just need a motion to approve the resolution.
Yep. Yeah.
I make a motion that we pass the resolution.
Which is, again, just recommending to the council that this be designated a non-condemnation area.
Okay.
Roll
call.
Chairman
Rivera? Yes.
Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Vignelli?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Commissioner Insero?
Yes.
So, Chairman, you can sign that resolution now. Give to the secretary, then she can
make sure it gets
the resolution.
He has to sign this.
Yeah.
He has.
Yep, it's all set.
Okay. So that being said, no business again. And motion for adjournment.
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm against it.
Ted, you stay.
Barbara, you have to stay.
It's funny, these lots that you talk about, you know, I grew up there playing tag, had a seat there when I was a little kid, back at the Henry O. Baker building.
I lived on Bergen Street, so I was in that whole area.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at this, yeah. So, wow.
Time passes by. Maybe we'll put a recreation use in there for
you. Right. Funny.
We used to go tubing down the road.
Yeah, me too. Show. Oh, yeah. We go to Freeway Tower to get the tubes. Me too. We used to go to Freeway Tower to get the tubes.
So, Paula.